Hello, hello, and welcome to day three of Unlock Your Inner Gold Mine. Oh, the call was so much fun for me. I hope it was enlightening for you. Our first call, which took place yesterday, we went over the intention and what to create, what to expect, what to bring into this experience for you to walk away with something. You know, you probably have heard this. You get out of something what you put in. And this is so appropriate for this particular experience because we are talking about unlocking your inner gold mine. Any recording I shared with you about how most of us just do things without being aware of the energy that we are in when we do them. Instead of bringing in aliveness, enthusiasm, and enthusiasm doesn't have to be jumping off the walls. It just means you took a minute to get excited about why you're doing the thing you're about to do. Most people hate what they do. Most business owners, I know this is a sad part. I shouldn't say most, but there are a lot of business owners who don't love what they do. Don't love what they do. They do it because they feel they have to. They do it because they want freedom. They do it because there is some kind of a promise somebody made of a different life and they want it. But they never really ask themselves, how do I want to use my energy? How do I want to use my energy? And this is all this is about. How to shift the frequency from which we take action in the world so it's not this dead have to energy that then returns to us pickings, slim pickings, right? Just enough scraps and conditional and once in a while and not reliable. But we're looking to tap into ourselves as the inner gold mine so we can always rely on the energy I put out directs what I receive. Because the energy I put into anything that I do is going to indicate what I see. Your inner landscape directs your external experience. The quality of the soil, of the inner landscape, determines the quality of the garden that you grow in the outside world. I used that beautiful analogy in a call on day one. So let's get to it. Day three, I'm going to share with you about two gifts today. Each day, I'll give you two to three gifts. And I want you to, this is the intention, I want you to listen to every single one of them. And choose one, not all of them, choose one. The one that your mind isn't fighting you about, the one that you don't have to rip apart and try to understand. It's just the one that your heart feels. You cannot choose wrong. And if you go into, oh, is this the right one? Oh, I want both. Then you're in scarcity. You are in scarcity and a make wrong. Just want you to notice that. So I will share with you two gifts and then pick one. And then I will tell you what to do with it. So today I'm going to share with you one gift from the intuitive zone. One gift from the intuitive zone. There are several different zones, and I will talk more about them as I introduce the gifts. I don't want to like overwhelm you with information that's not really going to create anything. So we'll talk about one gift marking one gift from the intuitive zone and one gift from the expression zone. There you go. Okay. So a gift of clairvoyance. Now, this is a very particular clairvoyance. This is clairvoyance that says, I see somebody's identity. I see somebody's identity. And by seeing their identity, I am a space for them to see themselves. It's a gift. Every single one of us, when we get through and over all of our stories, can see the authentic expression of who somebody is. We see things about people that they can't see about themselves. Now, I want you to only focus on the beautiful things for a moment. seeing beauty in people, seeing their authentic, loving nature. Now, I'm not talking about you going to your abuser and saying, oh, I see beauty in you. Like, come on. That's not what I'm talking about. I love when people, and I say this because there's always somebody in the crowd who wants to undermine the power of what is available to them by going global or presenting the one case that could undermine it, but it doesn't matter. If you don't want to believe it, that there is beauty in everybody, you don't have to. So what we're focusing on is seeing the authentic self in people. Seeing the authentic self in people. And it is an intuitive gift. It is a clairvoyant gift. Don't, never mind what you know about what clairvoyant means, okay? Just don't get lost in that. But it's this gift about seeing beauty in people, seeing their authentic self. That's gift number one. Gift number two is going to be from a zone of expression. And I am going to choose, hold on, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. The gift of ambition, the gift of ambition. Every single one of us has a layer of ambition. And most of the time when we think of people that are ambitious, we may not see ourselves in that. But every single one of us has a layer of ambition. Again, it may look different for everybody, but there is an energy of ambition flowing through every single one of us. So you have two gifts to choose from. One is the gift of being able to see the beauty and authenticity in people. And the other one is the gift of ambition. The gift of ambition says that I have a dream and desire, and there is something in me that wants me to reach it. And it may be bigger than most people think is possible, but I am going to go for it. So a gift of ambition. So now I want you to choose one of them. Doesn't matter which one. Choose one. Going to choose the gift of seeing beauty in people for a moment. I'll give you examples for both. Put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart. You can close your eyes. And begin to say, I appreciate a gift of being able to see beauty and authenticity in people. I appreciate myself for being able to see beauty and authenticity in people. I appreciate myself for seeing authenticity in people, the real person. Again, if your head gets in the way and wants to know about what authenticity is and what real is, just get over it. Follow my voice. Let yourself tune into it. I appreciate myself for seeing the beauty in people. And I appreciate living in a world where there are other people who see beauty in me and authenticity in me. And I repeat, I appreciate myself for seeing beauty, authenticity in people until you feel it, until something begins to sink in and as if become alive in you. So if you have to pause this recording right now, do so. And begin to say, I appreciate myself for being able to or seeing beauty and authenticity in people. I appreciate myself for seeing beauty and authenticity in people. I appreciate living in a world where others see beauty and authenticity in me. I appreciate living in a world where others see authenticity and beauty in me. I appreciate myself for seeing beauty and authenticity in people. Now I'll give you the example if you chose the ambition gift. I appreciate myself for my ambition. I appreciate myself for my ambition. I appreciate myself every time I allow myself to be ambitious. I appreciate my ambition in me. 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 Again, whichever one you choose, choose one or the other and repeat it several times until something in you begins to stir up, maybe begins to believe that it is who you are. And as you do, bring up instances, bring up a memory for either one, the time when your ambition gave you the kick to do something and you created something that made a difference in the world. Whether you got paid for it or not, it does not matter. I want you to bring into awareness one time when maybe you saw a beauty or authenticity in somebody when they did not dare to see it in themselves. And because you saw them, something shifted for them. Doesn't matter if you did it and you got paid for it or not. It could have been your brother, your sister, your cousin, your friend. It could have been yesterday or 20 years ago. It does not matter. Bring up an instance for whatever gift you chose to play with. And as you do, repeat one more time to choose your gift, the same one. Let's say you worked with the gift of seeing beauty and authenticity. I appreciate seeing beauty and authenticity in other people. I appreciate myself for seeing beauty and authenticity in other people. And I appreciate myself for that one time when I stood in the authenticity so somebody else could see themselves. Bring that moment to your heart or your mind and feel that swell up in you. Now, as you go through the day today, or whenever you're listening to this, I want you to have the 24 hours of this experience. So until you listen to the next day, take one action, any action. And in this action, look and see and choose to find how you are showing that gift in action. So again, an example. Let's say I chose the gift of seeing beauty and authenticity in other people. And now I'm going to go out into this grocery store and I'm going to go through the aisles and look for my groceries. And then I'm going to remember that that's right. I am in this experience, this play of unlocking my inner gold mine. And today I am appreciating myself for a gift of being able to see authenticity and beauty in other people. Ooh, look at this woman buying cheese. What is the beauty in her? What is authentic about her? Is it her smile? Is it how she's showing up? Is it how she's choosing just the perfect cheese? What is it that I can appreciate about her as a reflection of my gift that I appreciate in me of being able to see beauty and authenticity in people? What is it? And just in that moment, as you notice that, allow yourself to feel the physical, tangible expression of appreciation of that part of you in action. Notice, notice, notice. And appreciate yourself a little deeper in that moment. And let's say you chose the gift of ambition. And now you are in action with something. Maybe you're working, maybe you're writing, maybe you're doing laundry. And you remember that you've chosen to appreciate your gift of ambition in you. And you're like, oh, wait a second, that's right. So I'll tell you, when I love doing laundry. I don't like any dirty laundry hanging around. The ambition that I appreciate in myself about that is that I am ambitious about my laundry. I complete my laundry. I don't like anything sitting around. If there is enough to do a laundry, I do laundry immediately. That's ambition. To me, it is. Call it whatever you want. But in that moment, I appreciate myself for the ambition. So now play with these two gifts, one of them. Choose one. Choose one. Don't be too ambitious. Choose one. And this is a very, very simple way to begin to appreciate the energy that is the expression of who you are in the world. And then let me know how it goes. Have fun.